Summer is almost here, and while the temperatures are sizzling outside, we here at Weekend Edition are ready to chill with the puzzle. Joining me as always is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Lulu.
So remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from listener Steve Bagish of Arlington, Massachusetts. I said, take the brand name of a product that's usually consumed in the morning, drop the first two letters and read the remaining letters backward, and you'll get a word associated with the evening. What's the brand and what's the word? Well, the brand is Cheerios, the cereal. Drop the CH, read the rest backward, and you get soiree.
We got over 900 correct answers, and our randomly selected winner this week is Joseph Young of St. Cloud, Minnesota. Congratulations, Joseph.
Thank you very much, Lulu.
So how'd you come up with the answer?
Well, I looked for the things you'd eat at breakfast, and there's coffee and there's juices, but the overwhelming majority of them are cereals, so I just started going through cereals and hit on Cheerios and soiree.
There you go. Are you a big puzzler?
Yes, I am, and I also have a puzzle blog that I do every week that I've been doing for 3 years where I try to do puzzles like Will does. They're not as good as Will's puzzles, but I do try to do them.
So you're a real puzzle aficionado. That's amazing.
I love puzzles. Yes, I do.
You have a question for Will, I'm sure. What is it?
Well, one was relating to my blog. What would a professional puzzler like you give advice for me to increase the traffic on my Puzzleria blog?
Well, I think you just did it.
Exactly. I was about to say. It's called Puzzleria.
It's Joseph Young's Puzzleria, right? Thank you.
There you go.
All right. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
Oh, I believe. Yes, I guess.
And you're going to have to do well, because if not, people are going to be like, I'm not going to this guy's blog.
I know.
Lots of pressure. Here we go.
All right, Joseph. Every answer today is the name of a well-known U.S. city in seven letters. I'm going to give you a word or phrase that contains those letters in left to right order, but not consecutively. You name the city. For example, if I said intervention and New Jersey, you would say Trenton, because the letters of Trenton are found in left to right order in intervention.
Okay.
Here's number one, landscaping, Michigan.
Lansing.
That's right. Number two is metamorphosis, Tennessee.
Memphis.
Uh-huh. Chemical group, Illinois.
Chemical group. Let's see.
The name of a musical.
That's true. And it's one of the biggest cities in the United States.
Chicago.
Chicago, is it? Groundswell, New Mexico.
Santa Fe.
I feel like doing the Little Aliens.
There you go.
Song.
There's a hint.
Roswell?
Yeah.
Roswell is right.
Okay, great.
Your next one is ambivalence, Texas.
Let's see. Ambivalence.
I'll give you a hint. It starts with an A.
A. Austin? No, not Austin. Abilene?
Abilene, is it?
Good job.
Lieutenant Colonel, Nebraska.
Let's see. Colonel.
He was one of our most famous presidents.
There you go. Good clue.
Lincoln.
Lincoln, is it? Maldistribution, Wisconsin.
Madison.
That's it. Ultraviolet light, North Carolina.
Not Charlotte.
No. It's very near there, though.
Ultraviolet light. North Carolina.
Starts with an R.
It's got a twin city next to Durham.
Raleigh.
Raleigh, is it? Good. White Christmas, Kansas.
Kansas. I can't think of a city in Kansas. Topeka? No.
It starts with a W.
Wichita.
There you go.
Wichita is good. Rhetorical question, Texas.
Rhetorical question.
Again, it's one of the largest cities in the United States.
Oil town.
Houston.
Houston, is it? And your last one is Bodybuilder, Colorado.
Boulder.
Boulder is it. Nice job.
That was a really good job.
Thank you for all the help.
No, that's part of the fun, is coming up with hints.
Thanks.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Joseph, what member station do you listen to?
KNSR in Collegeville.
Joseph Young of St. Cloud, Minnesota. The name of his blog is Puzzleria. Thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you very much, too.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yeah, it's a spinoff of my on-air puzzle. Name a creature in 9 letters. It has 2 words in its name. Drop the consecutive letters UR, and the result will name a major U.S. city in 7 letters. What is it? So again, a creature in 9 letters, 2 words. Drop the consecutive letters UR, and the result will name a major U.S. city in 7 letters. What city is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just 1 entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, May 25th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Coincidentally, it's the day before my birthday, so include a phone number where we could reach you at about that time. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Lulu, and happy birthday a few days early.
Thanks.